This is another original OFM podcast.
You can't beat me, brother. First of all, you have to now tell us. But I'm going to tell you what I did. I went to a funeral of a very prominent guy. And in front of everybody, this guy's wife said to me, "Thank you so much for attending my husband's funeral." And I turned around and at the top of my voice, in front of everybody, said, "It's been a great pleasure." Beat that, Enrico.
I went to Johannesburg on Saturday. It's about halfway in Ventersburg, right? I'd pulled over and stopped at one of those fuel stations to have a break. And something told me, "Enrico, no. You know what? Wait until you get to Kroonstad." But I decided, no. No, I'm going to pull over here. It's family tradition, man. We've always stopped here. Went to the loo, came back, and right next to my car was a very, very fancy car. I don't know how all the people fit in there, but I swear it was like a family of 20 people getting out of that car. It was like a clown car. It's insane. It was like they parked against my car. So I noticed that this lady, the driver, is not paying attention. She's going to open the door and slam it into mine. And I'm very, like, if you know me personally, I'm very perfectionistic. My car's always clean. My lawn always has to be cut perfectly. I suppose it's quite annoying to people around me, but it's just the way I am. Okay. So I decided, no. Wait, I'm going to get back in my car and I'm going to move it. Just park somewhere else so that we don't have this situation. So I get in the car and bear in mind, it's busy. There are loads of people now around. And as I slowly pull my car away, staring into my left hand rearview mirror to make sure that I don't scratch my car, because it was inches. I'm telling you, it was inches away from my door. Now I'm paying attention. This lady's still not batting an eyelid. She's just chilling there. So I drive off slowly because please don't scratch my car door. And as I passed her and I saw the side, I'm like, okay, great. So I looked at my right. I'm looking for a new place where I can park. But now in my mind, I'm thinking, I want to do this subtly so that I don't seem like a jerk, you know, so this lady thinks I'm an absolute jerk who thinks that she doesn't know how to get out of a car properly. As I pass her and I look to my right, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to park there. And I remember it was a bunch of little girls as well. And there was a woman, a tunny, eating their pot course. And there were people walking in the background. But they were all looking in my direction. And I didn't understand why. As I looked in front of me again, I actually drove into one of the massive poles in the parking area. So to save myself a scratch on my door, I basically wrote off my entire front bumper. And everybody just looks at you. And you know that sound that some people make? It like, there's even a guy who came from inside the shop coming to me going, "Hey, did you drive into the pole, eh?" Man, it was embarrassing. So the moment my wife got there, now I have to share the story with her, but I'm kind of going, just get in the car.
Ek gaan eerder nie my naam sê nie, maar ek het gedink ons maak dit nou interessant. Kom ons maak dit 'n story vir 'n story. Ek stuur nie sommer of OFM goed in nie of voice notes nie, maar ek wil jou net gerusstel. Jy is die enigste een wat al deur so 'n oomblik gegaan het by daai selfde plek nie. En as dit die plek is waarin ek dink is dit daarso by die garage. Nou kom ek vertel nou maar my story en my verleentheid vir jou. So 2 jaar terug, toes ek op pad Johannesburg toe van Bloemfontein af en stopte by dieselfde plek, by die Steers. En ek het 'n verskriklike drang om badkamer toe te gaan, maar nou om badkamer toe te gaan, nie nommer 1 nie. En so klim ek by my kar uit by die parkeerarea. En toe ek voor my kyk, toe is daar ongelooflike mooi ou. En jy weet ons nou maar hoe se meisie. En ek dog toe nou, okay, jy sê, ek gaan nou net my maag mooi intrek. En jy weet, so half op my tone loop, dat my kuite groot lyk. En ek haal toe nou my beste moves uit. En so in hierdie hele oomblik wat ek nou so mooi probeer lyk vir hierdie ou, toe val ek oor die pavement. Maar dis nie die ergste van alles nie. Hy sien toe ek val en hy en sy ma, neem ek aan, stap toe nader om my op te help. En omdat ek so graag van badkamer toe gaan en so vir myself lag, het ek absoluut geen beheer oor ander spiere nie. En soos hulle my ophelp, laat ek toe 'n wyntjie. Maar nie 'n sagte wyntjie nie. En dit was seker maklik loshande een van die mees embarrassing moments van my lewe gewees. En hoe meer hulle vir my probeer geruststel om te sê, dit is nie so erg nie, en giggel en sê, moenie worry daaroor nie, hoe meer raak ek net rooier en rooier.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.